Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Serum magnesium and outcomes in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. The GALACTIC-HF trial. This analysis of the GALACTIC-HF trial found that lower serum magnesium concentrations were associated with a higher risk of the primary composite outcome in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Specifically, each 0.1 mg per deciliter decrease in magnesium was linked to a statistically significant increase in the risk of heart failure hospitalization or cardiovascular death. This suggests that serum magnesium levels may serve as a prognostic marker in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Article number 2. Major cardiovascular events in first-degree relatives of individuals with elevated plasma lipoprotein. A. A registry-based cohort study. This registry-based study revealed that first-degree relatives of individuals with elevated lipoprotein A levels had a significantly increased risk of major adverse cardiovascular events, including myocardial infarction and ischemic stroke, compared to those without elevated lipoprotein A. This elevated risk highlights the familial clustering of cardiovascular disease related to lipoprotein A, and underscores the importance of screening family members of individuals with high lipoprotein A. The study reinforces lipoprotein A as a causal factor in atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Article number 3. Reticulated platelets in coronary artery disease. A multidimensional approach unveils prothrombotic signaling and novel therapeutic targets. This study characterized reticulated platelets in patients with coronary artery disease, demonstrating their hyperreactive and prothrombotic nature through enhanced signaling pathways and increased interaction with leukocytes. The research identified specific molecular targets within these platelets that could be exploited for novel antiplatelet therapies, potentially improving outcomes in coronary artery disease patients who exhibit suboptimal responses to current treatments. These findings implicate reticulated platelets as key contributors to thrombotic risk in coronary artery disease. Article number 4. Semaglutide promotes bone marrow-derived progenitor cell flux toward an anti-inflammatory and pro-regenerative profile in high-risk patients. The SEMA-VIR-CARDIOL-INK-15 trial. The SEMA-VIR-CARDIOL-INK-15 trial demonstrated that semaglutide treatment in high-risk patients favorably modulates bone marrow-derived progenitor cells, shifting them toward an anti-inflammatory and pro-regenerative profile. Specifically, semaglutide increased the levels of circulating vascular regenerative cells, suggesting a potential mechanism by which glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists reduce major atherosclerotic cardiovascular events. These findings suggest that semaglutide may promote vascular repair and reduce atherothrombotic risk through modulation of vascular progenitor cells. Article number 5. CRISPR activation to repair ECG abnormalities caused by a FLNC truncating variant in mice. This study demonstrated that CRISPR activation effectively upregulated the expression of the filamin C gene in mice carrying a truncating variant known to cause dilated cardiomyopathy, leading to the repair of electrocardiogram abnormalities. This suggests that CRISPR activation could be a promising therapeutic strategy for patients with filamin C-related cardiomyopathies who currently lack gene-specific treatments. The research highlights the potential of CRISPR technology to address genetic causes of heart disease by enhancing gene expression rather than directly editing the genome. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.